With the incredible Zachos tonight. Chodesh Aleph. First of all, we take the opportunity to wish a Mazel Tov to Shmuel Franco. Baruch Hashem is going to be celebrating his Bar Mitzvah this Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. And I will say, I just want to point out, imagine if having started your Bar Mitzvah life, you were attending Shir with the Piyajetzna on Thursday nights. Right? How different life would have turned out. Right? How different life would have turned out. So Reb Shmuel, I'm going to give you the bracha that Amir Hashem, you should continue to find the beauty, the simcha, the deliciousness in the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah, ad me'e ve'esem shonim tovos.
Amen.
I also want to thank Rabbi Yehuda Buchwalter for dedicating the shir tonight in memory of his mother. Rabbi Yehuda, what's her name? Fega Liba Bas Chaim Zichrono Lebrach. We hope none of the merit of our brachos, of our Divrei Torah, of our Hasmadav and our Aliyah, her Neshama Shadav and Aliyah, and the family in Nechama. I also, as always, want to thank Reb Tzvi for Mamish. It's like Sudas Shlomo HaMelech. You know, after my rib, someone came in and I said, "Oh, you should take something to eat." He said, "Oh, I just had dinner." I said, "So did everyone else here." I just want to be clear. Everyone had. Right? It's not the show. "Oh, I haven't eaten in 3 days." You know, no, it's been about 40 minutes, right, since dinner. And yet, amazingly enough, you don't understand, like, Reb Tzvi takes from his own time. And he goes ahead and he prepares, like, these delicacies. I asked him what the menu was. He sent me a text. purpose. I didn't even reckon that. What kind of coleslaw is this? What is it called?
I don't even remember. What
spiked
I remember.
Peach, spicy peach. Spicy peach goes whatever. A brisket. Mamish, like the mun should have been like that brisket. That would have been. So really, thank you, Rav Tzvi. Thank you. I would say, really, you know, we're really incredible. We have people, Baruch Hashem, in our kehila, like Rav Tzvi, like Yonis and Kaplan. Baruch Hashem, people who really like just go out of their way to just make things right. I'm saying, like, you come, we have beautiful Torah, we have a beautiful spread, but just know, anything that's beautiful, that's because someone's working on it. So, on behalf of the entire Shir, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Let us begin. So, Shachyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu, that we're going to begin in Yeretz Hashem a new limud tonight. And we've been zochet to learn from the Chalban. And I think that over the couple of months that we've been studying the Chalban, I think that many of us have established a real connection to the Tzaddik. Because that's what happens. When you learn the Torah of the Tzaddik, you connect with the neshama of that Tzaddik. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so beautiful. He explains this is incredible. He says, when you learn the Torah of the Tzaddik, after 120, when you're in front of Beis Neshama, the celestial court, right? And perhaps there are some averas that the court is persecuting you against. If you've learned the Torah of a tzaddik, that tzaddik comes and advocates on your behalf and defends you in front of the Beis Din Shalom Allah. That's what I was saying. There's something, learning Torah is always beautifully special. There's something especially unique when you choose a sefer, you choose a tzaddik, and you say, tzaddik, you're my Rebbe. You're my Rebbe. So for the last couple of months, the Chalban has been our Rebbe. And I would venture to say that even though there were weeks in which we had no idea what the Chalban was saying, right? No idea. But here's the amazing part. Even when I couldn't understand it with my mind, I always understood it with my heart. Somehow, some way, it always penetrated and it always made a dramatic difference. So tonight, for Elul, although it might take us a little bit beyond Elul, we're going to begin learning with another tzaddik. We have many rabbis, Baruch Hashem. So tonight, and for the rest of this incredible month of Chodesh Elul and Tishrei, a Rebbe who is going to guide us through these days is the Piagetzner. The Piagetzner of Clodomus Kalmus Shapira was born in 1889 and perished in 1943. The Rebbe was an Eloi, was a child prodigy. The Rebbe was someone who was incredibly unique, not just in his Torah knowledge, but in his chesed, in his kindness. The Rebbe, before he died at the hands of the Nazis, Yimach Shmon V'Zichram, so the Rebbe lost everything. The Rebbe's wife had passed away before the war, and his son and daughter-in-law were killed in the German bombardment of Poland. So already at the beginning of the war, the Rebbe had already lost virtually everyone. He had one daughter, who he thought had survived, but in fact, she perished in Dachau, historical records show. And the Rebbe, during his time in the Warsaw Ghetto, so the Rebbe did many incredible things. So the Rebbe is most known for the fact that on Shabbos he would deliver drashas. And after Shabbos, a little bit, Jacob and I had the great schus to learn many of those drashas together. So every Matzei Shabbos, the drasha would be recorded. So there's machlokas, historical machlokas. Did the Rebbe write them down? Was it a gabbai who wrote it down? Because they found discrepancies like in the handwriting on the manuscripts. In any event, the Rebbe, realizing he was not going to survive the war, took the manuscripts, put them in a milk canister, buried them in the Warsaw Ghetto. After the war, some Pole is going around the ghetto looking for whatever, he finds the milk canister, sees Hebrew writing, sends it off to the Jewish committee there, and it turns out that they found the writings of the Piagetzner. And those drushes are compiled into what's called Ish Kodesh, Holy Fire. You could, it's in English also, they have English translations of it. It's a profound masterpiece of Emunah, of Dveikos. What people don't know is the Piagetzner had a number of other Sfarim as well. The Sefer that we're going to be focusing on is a very unique Sefer that I think is rarely learned in this type of context, as you'll see in the Shir. This Sefer is called B'nei Machshava Tova. So just to give you a little bit of the context, the Piagetzner was approached by a group of Talmidim, by a group of students. And these Talmidim said to the Rebbe, we want to form a small group of people who are dedicated to growth. dedicated to growth. You know, a chabura, a group of guys, just who could learn together, inspire each other, grow together as a group. And they asked the Piagetsna, can you write for us the guidelines for such a group? How do you constitute a group like that? What's the mandate of a group like that? What's the tsura? Who should be in the group? How should the group conduct itself? So the Piagetsna wrote for them a manuscript, wrote for them a playbook about how to constitute and create a group of people who want to learn together and are dedicated to personal growth. That pamphlet, which, and you can see it, this is the size of the sefer, Bosei. This is the entire sefer. And again, here, even the margins are big. So it's even small. By the way, I ordered a whole bunch of svarim also. So whoever wants to purchase them, they'll be available. This is not a commercial. But they'll be available for purchase in Meretz Hashem next week. And this is the entire sefer. This is the pamphlet. So the Piagetsna said, if you study this, this will teach you how to constitute these small groups. So I want to tell you something interesting, which is that, so during the summer, I was thinking about that I wanted to start a small group, a B'nai Aliyah Chabura, small group of people, not more than 10, dedicated, pledging themselves to coming to a shir once a week, but not just a shir where you learn and you leave, like a shir that has an achrayas. The achrayas responsibility is that every month we work on an avoda, every month we're going to work on something. So one month it's going to be tzedakah, another month it's going to be chesed, a third month it's going to be lashon hara. And as a group, the power of it is, when you have a group of people all working on the same thing, you give each other chizuk, you give each other strength, because anytime we start on a new life initiative, sometimes, you know, you falter, you fall, there's the excitement, and then it wanes a little bit. So I was going to start this up. I was actually going to start a couple of them based on this idea of the Piagetsna. And then I realized that the truth is, the best way to go about this is, let's learn the Sefer together. Let's learn the Sefer. Baruch Hashem, with such a beautiful, beautiful Olam over here. Let's learn the Sefer together. Understand what the Piagetsna, and here's the goal. The goal is that in Miras Hashem, when we finish this Sefer, we're going to break off into smaller groups. It's not going to replace the Thursday night shir. I know Tzvi is not cooking for every single group, right? But in Miras,
there's a price.
There is a price, right? For a price, he will cook for every single group. Let's say, yeah. So we're going to break into smaller groups and hopefully use the Piagetsna's model of growth. Because, you know, I had this epiphany over the summer. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting old. Maybe it's because I'm just tired. I'm not sure. But I think, like, the world is ready. We're ready for a different type of avoda. You know, like, if you think about it, Baruch Hashem, there's so many shiurim. So many shiurim, right? And now, Baruch Hashem, with the internet, you know, so you can learn anything at any time. Podcasts and this and that. So I think we're ready for a different avoda. Not as much as shir, but personal work. Sitting down with a group of guys who I love, who I trust, who I can make myself vulnerable with. Share my struggles. Share struggles with each other. But ultimately, again, use that as a catalyst for our own personal growth. That's what the world is ready for. And I think that's the pivot we have to work towards. But then I realized that the truth is, those small groups will be so much more impactful if at the end of the day we first learn this Sefer of the Rebbe. Let's learn the plan. Rebbe said, you're going to see it's not just simply a plan. The Piagetsna outlines over here such profound machshava. So it's just such profound thoughts. So I will say, with that intro, let us begin. Okay, go ahead and read for just a cup. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we'll say with that, let us begin. So the Piagetsna, I suggest you a couple of pages over here. So the first section over here is an introduction. Really just an introduction. So look what he writes. Seder Mataras HaChevra. So the introduction we'll say over here is, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? What is it? I'm sorry, the sheets. Anyway, we'll say plenty of sheets over here if anyone needs. plenty. I made plenty of copies. Thank you. Josh, of course. It's good to have you here. Oh, you weren't coming for the sheet. Now I got it. You want a cup with that, or you're just going straight to be a college guy? To be a college guy. All right. You know, that's for everyone. It's for everyone. That's okay. So let's start. Seder Mataras HaChevra. What's the purpose, right? What's the purpose of this group? So look what the Piagetzna writes. Matarasenu, Eino Chadasha. What we want to try to accomplish is not something new. Va'acheres me'asher mataras u'she'ifas kol ish mi'Yisrael. We'll say, what the Piagetzna begins with is, we all want to work on the same thing. What they're trying to accomplish is no different than any other Jew is trying to accomplish. Ki ritzonenu u'matarasenu hein la'avod es Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov. My entire purpose is that I want to go ahead and serve. Remember the Shitza. I want to serve the Ribono Shalom. I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to serve the Ribono Shalom. Avod Tama. Avod Shlema. Both say, the Piagetzna chooses his words so carefully over here. So the Rebbe says, what kind of avoda? What he calls an avoda tama, avoda shlema, a complete avodas Hashem. Bechol evere gufeinu v'nafshoseinu. So we'll say, the Piagetzna says, if you ask me, what do I want? What do I want? I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every part of my being. That's what I want. Right? I want to be able to serve the Ribon Shalom with every part of who I am. V'chol chut mi gufeinu, v'chol nitzutz mi nafshenu. Every, literally again, chut, every strand of my body, every spark of my soul. Lo yetze mi chutz l'kidushas Hashem ha'chofefes aleinu u'makifa osanu. See, Rabbi Osei, so I just want to point out what just happened over here. The Piagetzna says, what's our goal? And Rabbi Osei, when he says, our goal, sometimes he's like, who are you talking to? Right? So the Piagetzna says, what's our goal? And Rabbi Osei, this is what we're going to make our goal, even if we don't feel it yet. My goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch with every fiber of my being. You see, sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that Avodas Hashem is something you do. I serve Hashem. When do I serve Hashem? Well, I come to Shachris, I come to Mincha Mariv, I put on tefillin, I learn Torah, I give tzedakah. Avodah Hashem is something that I do. Rebbe says, Avodah Hashem is not something you do. Avodah Hashem is something you are. You are. I am fully committed and fully subsumed by the process of worshiping and connecting to my Creator. Now, we don't know what that means yet or how exactly that manifests itself. But the Piagetzna says the Iker is to remember is sometimes in life you have to know what you want. And even if what you want can't be fully defined, at the end of the day you have to know. How does it go on the Chadodi? Sof Maisa, b'machshava techila. The end of the Maisa, the finish line, Sof Maisa, b'machshava techila. If you can't envision what the finish line looks like in your mind, you're never going to get there. Now let's say, by the way, you know, this is why many of us don't end up accomplishing the things we want to accomplish. And it's a strange thing, because think about it. I think to myself, I work so hard, I'm always toiling, why am I not accomplishing the things I want to accomplish? And very often it's because, well, two things. Number one, because I don't have a clear vision of what accomplishment looks like. If you can't visualize the finish line, you'll never get there. And number two, of course, is I don't have a plan. So if I don't know what the finish line looks like and I don't have a plan, then of course I can't ever reach or actualize my goals. So the Piagetzna says, what's our matara? What's our goal? Let's start with that. What's our goal? Our goal is to be the kind of people who serve the Ribono Shel Olam with every fiber of our essence. Everything about me, everything of me is fully and wholly dedicated to the service of Hashem. Now look what he writes. Aval avinu av harachamon, rachim aleinu, veheir bilibenu nitzutz ratzon v'das. The Ribon Shalom, in his incredible kindness, did a chesed for us. What's the chesed? The chesed is he put a spark in our heart. Now, what's the spark? What's the spark? Sheneida shelo dai lanu lihios rak ke'eved ben shivcha. See, I will say it's interesting. In our relationship with Hashem, and the truth is we find this in the Yamim Noraim davening, that ultimately our relationship with Hashem is described in many different ways. And one of the ways it's described is that Hashem is the master, and I'm the Eved, I'm the servant. And the Rebbe says, although I know that there's an element of my relationship with Hashem that's like that, that can't be the end point of my relationship with Hashem. Now you'll think to yourself, in other words, the Piaget says, if all I have in my life is that I'm a servant and God's the master, there's something missing from that relationship. So says the Piaget, I will say, this is incredible. So if I were to ask you, what's missing from that relationship, what would you say? What's missing? If I'm the Eved and Hashem is the master, what is it missing? What is it missing? Close. It's a closeness. Barksha Kivanta. You see, people often answer love. Look what the Piagetzna says. Sha'oved gam king lamelech, because the servant also worships the king. Rak sha'avodoso hi achar harechayim harachok min hamelech. They will say, the servant serves the king. But where does the servant serve the king? Where does he work? Where does he work? Far away from the palace. Right, the servant, you're thinking like a chamberlain, right? He's talking about like the guy who works for the king. The guy who works for the king. So the guy, where does he work? He works like in the mill. In the mill. Where's the mill? Where's the mill? I don't know, but I can tell you, where is the mill not? Right, in the guy's palace. So here you have a guy, and you ask him, Eved, who are you committed to? Oh, me? I'm committed to the king. And it's beautiful. And his commitment is profound. And his commitment is overwhelming. There's only one thing. His commitment is at a distance. He's not close to the king. He's totally pledged to the king. He's totally committed. But he's distant from the king. So beautiful. He says, "Es devarav eino shomea." This servant, he never hears from the king. Right? This servant never gets to talk to the king. Excuse me. "Es devarav eino shomea." There's no cognition. There's no, wow, that's a friend, right? There's no connection. There's no connection. The servant, is the servant actively toiling on behalf of the king? 100%. But what's fundamentally missing is any level of connection. And I will say this phrase that the Piagetzna is saying, Skiras Hamoach V'timtum Halev. What does this mean, Skiras Hamoach? Skiras Hamoach means the mind is shut off. And Timtum Halev just means the heart is befuddled. Cardiac befuddlement and cognitive closedness. Right? That's Skiras Hamoach V'timtum Halev. There's nothing wrong with the servant. There's nothing wrong with the servant. The servant is a good guy. Day in, day out, he's connecting. Day in, day out, he's worshiping. Day in, day out, he's serving. But at a distance. He never talks to the king. He never hears from the king. And the truth is, aside from their work bond, there's no other relationship. Look what the Rebbe writes. Oritzoneinu, uteshukasenu heim, lios bechinas ben. Therefore, Abosai, in our quest for closeness, in our quest to reach a level of comprehensive avodas Hashem, I don't want to be an Eved. I don't want to be an Eved. You know what I want to be? I want to be a Ben. I want to be a son. Because Abosai, here's what's incredible. If you think about it, wherein lies the difference between a son and a servant? What's the difference? What's the difference?
Close.
Proximity. Proximity. They both serve, right? A son has to serve his father, right? Part of the mitzvah of kibodav is to literally serve my parent. I have to honor my father. I have to respect my father. I have to listen to my father. I have to clothe my father. I have to take care of my father. All these different things. Sounds a lot like servitude. But lamaisa, at the end of the day, here's the difference. The servant serves from a distance. The son is right here together with his father. Says the Piagetzna. We want to be sons. We want to be close. I don't want to just simply be an Eved who worships at a distance. I want to be a son who's in constant proximity to his father. And therefore, I will say, in our avoda to Hashem, whether it's through learning, whether it's through davening, whether it's through other mitzvos, nargish as his karvusenu l'Hashem. I will say, this is so incredible. Again, it's so pashut. It's so pashut. What the Piagetzna is saying is, so my whole goal, is that whenever I do something religious in nature, whenever I serve Hashem, davening, learning, whatever it is, fill in the blank, whatever it is, the goal is I want those things to engender a sense of closeness. I want those things to engender a sense of connection, to make me feel more like a son. Ukimo haben shesamach likras aviv acharish lo rao kama shanim v'acharish shenane begaguim gidolam al aviv. And just like a son who, after he hasn't seen his father, ultimately again for many years, and all that time he's had such yearning for his parent. Kein anach gam anachnu b'shas avodasenu nargish es ritzas nafshenu likras aviyah. Osei. Listen to what the Piagetzna is describing. Imagine how beautiful this must feel. Just like when a child doesn't see his father. You know, I will say, you know, you ever have that experience where you go away? For those of us who are Zohar to fathers, you know, you go away, and then what happens? You're right, you're away for a little bit. You come back. You open the door. I mean, this only happens until your kids are about, like, I mean, it used to be like 15. Now it's about 8. Right? Yeah. So, and you know that feeling, like, you open the door, and, like, everybody's so happy to see you. And that feeling, that connection, that chibur, says the Piagetzna, the level that we can reach is that every single time we engage in Avodas Hashem, and every single time we daven and we learn, we can have that feeling of running towards our Father. That Father who perhaps we haven't seen in a little while, we could have that same feeling of running and connection to our Father. Skip to the next paragraph. So far, what the Piagetzna is doing for us is describing at the end of the day, what's our goal? Our goal is to reach a level of comprehensive avodas Hashem, where I serve Hashem not just with a part of my body, or not just I serve Hashem episodically, but my entire essence is serving Hashem. And the first way that takes form is I don't want to be an Eved, I want to be a Ben. Because although they both serve, an Eved serves at a distance, a son serves in close proximity. I want to be a son. And not only do I want to be a son, I want to be a son who feels like he hasn't seen his father in such a long time. And that at that moment when he sees his father, through davening, through learning, he runs to his father because he can't wait to see him. That's what Piagetzna is describing. Remember again, this is the Matara. We're describing what it is we're trying to accomplish. It's a very important paragraph. The Piagetzna says, but don't think it's only through davening and through learning that we establish a closeness to Hashem. Rak gam tamid tiemach shavosinu kol kach baruch hazaka k'shura b'kedushaso. This is going to blow your mind a little bit, and we're going to read this, and you're going to say to yourself, because I think we all say when we read these words, this is beautiful, but totally not for me. The Piagetzna says that there is a level of connection that we could achieve that is constant, consistent connection, even when I'm not davening. Even when I'm not learning, I'm not engaged in any particular mitzvah. The Piagetzna says, "Rak tamid tia machshavasino kol kach bara vechazaka ukshur b'kedushaso." I could reach a level where my recognition about my avoda, my job in this world, my thoughts about my relationship with my father, my thoughts and my feelings about my connection to my father are so clear and so strong. How would you translate that phrase? Until the thoughts have the ability to what? Overcome and overtake our feelings, our senses. What the Piagetzna is describing in Rabosai is that in Avodas Hashem, I could reach a level of just almost like enlightened awareness. An awareness. An ongoing God awareness. An ongoing God connection that is stronger than any of my other senses. It's just stronger than anything else. You know, it's interesting. The same way, right? The same way when Baruch Hashem, a person has senses, right? So if I have sight, so I could close my eyes, right? But the truth is the sense is on, right? Or smell. In other words, you can't shut off those senses. They're there. So the Piagetzna says something amazing. He says, I could reach a level in my Avodas Hashem where my connection with Hashem becomes so strong that it becomes my state of being. And it becomes a state of being. My state of being is one of connection with Hashem. That is my state. That is my state of being. Not just when I daven, not just when I learn. When I'm walking down the street, I'm in a state of being of connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. And says the Piagetzna, that state of being could be so strong that it overtakes all of the senses. Shelo dai, shelo yuchluchu sheinu lebalbel velifsos es machshavosenu. So I will say, not only will the senses not be able to undermine this feeling, velomar lanu olam ataroa, vegeshem atamargish, rakam chushenu yichnu lemachshavos levavenu. Says the Piagetzna, I will say, which is an incredible idea. There's the ability to sublimate all of the senses. Sublimate all of the senses to this state of awareness. To this state of avodas Hashem awareness. And I will say, this feels very Chalban-esque, right? Where I read it and like, I just love it. But if you ask me what he's talking about, I have no idea. Okay. But that's okay. You're not supposed to have an idea right now. What the Piagetzna is doing for us is painting a vivid image of what we're working towards. And the truth is, the reason I don't understand it is very simple, because I haven't started the journey. So I don't. I could translate the Piagetzna's words, and in my neshama, I could feel it a little bit what he's talking about. But the notion of being in a constant state of avodas Hashem, a state of avodas Hashem, I will say, that is more powerful than any of your senses. A state of avodas Hashem that is constant and ongoing. The Maaseh, it's hard for us, but the Piagetzna says, that's our goal. He goes on, he says, V'gam, hey, miras kedusha Hashem purusha akol animsa. And ultimately, in this heightened sense of awareness, one is able to see the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. V'ayin ba'ayin yira adam asher nimtzu b'gan Hashem, be'idlan lefnei kisei kvodo yisparach, v'hi mataras chavar asenu. So says the Piagetzna, one page. What's the goal? Again, if we break it down into steps, the goal ultimately, again, is to become Ovdei Hashem, a servant of Hashem, or I should say, to engage in Avodas Hashem in a comprehensive, totalistic fashion. Step two, I don't want to be an Eved. I want to be a son. They're both connected to the king, but I don't want to be connected at a distance. I want to be connected in close proximity. And step number three, to create a sense of awareness that is constant and consistent, not only when I'm engaged in actual Avodas Hashem, but at all times. A sense of awareness that is so strong and so profound that it's even stronger and overtakes all of my senses. That's our goal. That's our goal. I will say, can you imagine, Mirza, when we reach this goal? Can you imagine? We're going to say we started Thursday night, Erev Shabbos, called this Parsha Shoftim, with smoked brisket. What's the name of the coleslaw?
It was pastrami.
Pastrami, I'm sorry. Pastrami, what's the coleslaw?
I don't remember. Spicy peach,
right? And I showed up as a regular guy, and for me, what made a great night was some pastrami, a little bit of bourbon, although I will say, I want to point out, thank you to Yehuda for the scotch from Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, and Eretz Yisrael. I will say, somebody asked me, how does it taste? I say, it doesn't matter how it tastes. It's from Eretz Yisrael. Right? You could drink water out of the gutters in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference. How does it taste? Don't be such a connoisseur. How does it taste? My palate. Your palate, right? Pick up brisket off the floor and put it on your plate. You know, don't worry about that, all right? So it's amazing. We start this journey like this. And I will say, if we stick, see the Piaget, understand, the neshama of the Piagetzna is here with us. And the Piagetzna is sitting right with us now. And what our Rebbe is telling us is, if you stay with me, if we stay with our Rebbe, and we continue on the journey, we're going to reach this goal. We're going to get there, I will say. Let's go weiter. Let's go a little bit weiter.
Football?
I'm sorry?
Can we still watch football?
So by the way, this is so good. Because Raman is hitting on the head. See, I will say, here's the challenge we run into with this. Right? Because Great. Quick, the short answer is no. I'll save my football tirade for a different time. But Lemaisa will say, see, what Raman is pointing out is exactly the problem we have with this. You see, when you hear this description, it sounds so beautiful, but it sounds like this is a person who does nothing mundane. But here's the problem. We're regular people. So I want to watch football, right? I want to go on vacation. There's just stuff I want to do that's just like, not bad, chas v'shalom, but just like regular stuff that I want to do. So we're going to talk about that. And by the way, it fits into not everything fits into the framework, right? But we're going to see, I will say, the point over here is, if I could reframe that, is the question really is, can I do this and still be a regular guy? And the answer is yes and no. No one should ever be a regular guy. It's usser for a Jew to be a regular guy. But can I lead a worldly life and still find success at the Piagetzna? Absolutely. Stay tuned. We're going to get that. Shabbos, let's go. Turn the page. Seder Tochen HaKharva. Shabbos, this is now incredible. So now in this section... All right, this might take us a little bit longer than Elul. All right, good. Maybe we'll start learning every night. So that's section one. And you're going to see, by the way, the beauty of this sefer is very methodical. This is not like, as much as the Piagetzna Zareba, this is not like typical Chassidus that deals with esoteric stuff. This is not meant to be esoteric. This is meant to be a very practical guide. So now, next part over here. Seder Tochen HaChevra. How do you put together a group? So remember, again, we'll say, this is a little bit strange because we're learning this as part of a larger shir. But remember, this is written as a guide for how to construct a smaller group of people who want to work together to grow. So just, you're going to see, the instructions are fascinating. So look what he writes. Seder Tochen HaChevra. The order for putting together the chevra, the group. Os Aleph. Look what it's supposed to say. This is the chevra. Chevra senu, eina chevra, kedei lehosif koach, u lehisariv b'inyanei hamedina v'akihila. So I'll say the first thing the Piagetzna says, this is not a social action group. Right? This group is not going ahead and getting involved in community matters. It's not advocating. It's not lobbying. It's not trying to do this. It's not. That's not what... There are other groups. Person should be engaged in community. Person should be engaged in advocacy. A person should be engaged in all those things. The Piagetzna says, that's not this. Im ba'ofen emtsoi va'amasla o ba'ofen bilti emtsoi. In no way, does anything, says the Piagetzna, that has to do with politics... Or that has to do with Kilo, which is also local politics. Politics does not come into any of this over here. In no way. Kitach lisenu, hi la'alos aliyah upsia achos, shidamala mikala olam. And I will say there's a good reason. Why doesn't politics come into this chabur at all? Why not? Because I will say, what is politics? Politics is olam hazeh. It's the dynamics of this world. What's the goal of this of the B'nai Machshav HaChabura, right? But what's the goal of this group? The goal of this group is to kind of lift ourselves out a little bit from some of the mundanity, to kind of allow ourselves to sit perched a little bit higher so we could see life with a little bit of greater clarity. So anything or any topic or anything that is going to mire you in Olam Hazeh is not part of this process. He goes on, Kitach Lisenu. I'm sorry. He goes on. Lachain, ein chevra senu chevra lechale kibudim shel mi barosh mi ba'acharav. Therefore, says the Piagetzna, when structuring our groups, there is no group leader. There's no president. There's no vice president. There's no board. There's no committees. There's not even a person. There's no one in charge of the chabura. The chabura is a group that stands on equal footing. The chabura is a group which operates together. He goes on, ki yisod chevrasenu hu shiflus bisromimus. Because at the end of the day, says the Piagetzna, and I will say so much, by the way, look at this lashon. What's the yisod of our chevra? And I will say, for now, this is our chevra, right? What's at the foundation of our chevra? Shiflus bisromimus. So I will say, what does shiflus mean? lowliness. What does Hisromimus mean? Loftiness. See what the Piyajasana said? Because you know what this group is all about? It's about lowliness and loftiness. What does it mean? The Piyajasana saying is, sometimes the step, the first step to self-actualizing one's greatness is humility. Without humility, I can't get anywhere in life. So the yisod of the first step is humility. I will say, what does humility mean? What does humility mean? We're all the same. We're all the same. We're all the same. There's no in these groups in the Menecha, there's no rub. There's no this person is not. Everybody is the same. Every person is the same on the same level. On the same level. Shiflus etzem aguf anefesh esramos kedusha sam. So we'll do one more piece and then we'll stop for tonight. So the first thing the Piyajetzna says, two things in section one. Section one, part one is, ultimately again, this group is devoted to Avodas Hashem. Therefore, does not really mix in with other worldly events that are going on. Aleph. Number two, it's a group of humility. There is no Rosh, there is no head. Right, there's no one in command. There's no one in charge. There's no one more important, less important. Everyone is on the same level. Beis, we'll say we'll stop with this. But I just want to begin this tonight. He says, "V'chein os beis, v'chein anu masnim b'tnai kafel, shelo tigrom chas v'shalom chevrasenu, shum hiskablus atzmis uperid sheari yisol sheinu b'chevrasenu." So we'll say I'll read this line, and we'll stop here for tonight. Piyajet says, "Here's the other piece, and with this we'll pick up for next week in Miras Hashem." This chabura cannot lead to a sense of elitism. You see, sometimes what happens is when you have a group of people who are working on themselves and trying to hold themselves and boost themselves to a higher standard, sometimes inevitably, and even in a non-premeditated fashion, people begin to look down on others. We're the B'nai Machshava Chabura, right? We're working on ourselves every week. We come to lurk because we want to be holy, we want to be good. What are you doing? No, what are you doing? Right? And so the Piyajetzna says, without even realizing it, it could lead to a condescending approach to others. Says the Piyajetzna, any personal growth that ultimately is built on looking down on the other is not growth at all. The Piaget said, fine, I'll go on, another line. Adarabba, Rashis Vyasod Khabrasinu hi Avas Israel, the Avas Khaverim, Baofen Hayoser Chazak. Says the Piagetzna, there's a lot of Yisod, there's a lot of pillars. He says a pillar for to be part of this Chabura is you have to love every Jew. You have to love every Jew. And I will say, it's funny, because if you ask most people, do you love every Jew? They say, of course. Just here's the difference. It all comes down to how you define the word every. Hey, so I will say, what's interesting is there are many people who have like a little modifying phrase. I love every Jew, parentheses, or actually, I love every, parentheses, those who are like me. Or I love every Jew who's like this. That's not Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael means literally loving every single. You don't have to agree with every person. You don't even have to be friends with every person. You don't have to like every person, but you have to have Avas Yisrael. For every single Jew, says the Piyajetzna. And that's the Yisod over here. He goes on, we'll just end with this mashal. This is great. He says, mashal l'sreifa be'ir uba chavre mecha be'esh. L'chabos l'hatzal b'emtsoim shemat imim l'das ul'rucham. So we'll imagine the following mashal. A fire breaks out in the city. And what happens? A bunch of different groups of people come to put out the fire. So one group comes to go out and put out the fire. And they're putting out the fire in a particular way. And what happens? Another group comes, and they have a different way to put out the fire. Would the two groups of firefighters get into a fight? Right? Would they begin to argue, no, you're not putting out the fire like us. When the fire is raging, all you care about is what? Is extinguishing it. Okay, you're going to do it this way, you're going to do it that way, that's fine. So the Piyajetzna says, every Yid has the same goal, which is to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just often there are different ways that people actualize that goal and different ways that people go ahead and bring this to fruition. Says the Piyajetzna, we can never let our pursuit of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom come at the expense of our Avas Yisrael. To be part of this Chabura, says the Piyajetzna, one must possess an unbridled and unqualified sense of Avas Yisrael. Bosse, we'll stop over here for tonight. I hope that you feel connected to the Piyajetzna. And I hope that you feel connected to this Torah. And I hope that even just in the 45 minutes that we were learning, that Baruch Hashem, you feel something stirring in your neshama. Because what I want to tell you is like this. And this is a guarantee. If you stick with this, if we stick with this, and sticking with it means being present. If I can't come, okay, there's a recording. But part of the avoda also is showing up. Part of the avoda is saying, I'm someone who cares enough about my growth to make the commitment to come out once a week, to go ahead and do something. If I do that, the Piyajetzna guarantees us that we will change. We are zocha to have such a rabbi like the Piyajetzna. And if we stick with him, Emir Hashem, we're going to go great places. Rabosai, shkoyach.
Quick announcement, please make sure you throughout your mercy. Yes, Marv. So I have a different story. I'll take it the reason why you have to literally get every single person. And that was just a nice, it was a favorite rule about Shabbat. Give him a dollar, make it real quick. Second guy comes, and then the guy leaves. 5 minutes later, the same guy comes back. The same guy, well, no, we'll bring him here. Take it to the middle. You know, cult. First one I gave him, he understands that. I get to Shimon, the person was going to ask me, did he?